Now it is time for Worst Date Wednesday.
Buckle up for Awkward, the Dave Ryan Show's Worst Date Wednesday.
Here we go. So when I was living in Chicago last summer, this guy messaged me on Instagram to hang out. I ghosted him the first time because he wanted to take me on his small yacht. My summer body was not on par. Then he insisted we go hang out, and it was sort of rude about it. He was kind of rude and pushy, so I said, okay. I met him by his place, and we went to this dive bar. The conversation wasn't great, but it wasn't the worst either. Before every sip of beer, I noticed that he would wipe the top of the beer bottle off. And then I said, are you a germaphobe or something? He said, well, sort of. Then, for some reason, after this boring date, I agreed to go back to his place.
Oh, no.
When I walked in, I noticed a gallon pump jug of hand sanitizer by the door, another gallon jug by the couch, another gallon jug in the kitchen. So I realized that he's, way more of a germaphobe than I thought. We watched the movie The Town because I told him he looked like Jeremy Renner.
Okay.
He made dinner for us. Now, here comes the dinner. Are you ready?
Yep.
Frozen pizza and microwave leftover fries that he had for dinner the day before.
Wow.
So frozen pizza, microwaved, warmed up fries from the day before.
I mean, I'm fine with the pizza.
Yeah.
Because, like, whatever, but the fries is a weird addition.
Yeah. Then he proceeds to put ketchup on his pizza and fries. Ketchup on his pizza and fries. Why haven't I left yet, you may ask? Well, to get through a date like this, you got to drink, and I had a little bit too much to drive at this point.
Okay.
And my car was at his place, so I should have just ran home. He says, you want to spend the night?
Yeah.
And since we were drinking, I agreed. I grabbed the blanket I was using on the couch to go to his room, but the blanket touched the floor, and he about lost it.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So that was awkward. Now, once we're in his room, I notice another bottle of hand sanitizer on the nightstand where most men keep their lotion. I'm going to stop right there. Is that where men keep their lotion?
I think on single
the nightstand?
Men. I think single men do.
Yeah, that cracks me
I
up.
Think other people hide it, especially if guests are coming over, I'm guessing.
As we lay there in silence, he turns the TV on to the nightly news, which was weird. Then he gets up, brushes his teeth, flosses. Who flosses when they have a guest over? Showers, and then gets back into bed. Then, without kissing or any sort of foreplay, he turns to me and says, you want to have sex? I said, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Again, I know how dumb I sound, so with no kissing or anything like that, we start hooking up. I end up being moved to the center of the bed during this, and he says, hey, stay on your side of the bed. Because she tried to move to the middle to meet him like halfway.
Yeah, as you do.
And he's like, stay on your side of the bed. And I'm like, dude, we're right in the middle of doing this. You want me to like wiggle to the, so she had to wiggle to the side. Then I try to be passionate or somewhat sexy, and I touch the side of his face, to which he says, don't touch my face.
Oh my gosh.
I laid there the rest of the time like a dried up starfish. And
oh,
once
no.
he was done, he fell asleep. Now about 20 minutes later, he lets out a huge fart in his sleep. I guess the pizza and ketchup didn't sit well.
Jeez Louise.
I dipped out at 5 a.m. and I never looked back.